For today's high school students, COVID-19 was something they lived through in their bedrooms, doing Zoom school on laptops. It's something that made socializing more digital, as seeing friends in real life became a negotiation of risk. Now, some 6 years later, a new program is hoping to help those students understand what they lived through and form the next generation of leaders in public health. And they're starting in one of the neighborhoods hit hard by COVID, Park Extension.
It's important for us to make sure that the future leaders of public health are represented by people who come from communities that are historically disadvantaged.
Annabelle Solomon is a master's student in epidemiology at McGill. Along with Prof. Ananya Banerjee and Park X nurse Sasha Dyke, she and a handful of other students organized Next Gen Santé, a week-long workshop with grade 11 students from Actinium, an enhanced science program at Lucien Paget Secondary.
It's really like a nerd-on-nerd fest.
Next Gen Santé gives these students a hands-on intro to public health, epidemiology, and biostatistics. That means understanding what public health doctors do and how they do it.
How does this affect the world, your communities? How is it different from being a doctor or a nurse? What does it mean to look at things on a population level? And what does it mean to then create interventions on a population level? What becomes the potential issues with that?
Annabelle says that living through the pandemic at a formative age gave those students a better understanding of what that can look like in practice.
What it means to also see like public health essentially work on steroids, you know, the vaccination campaign or even just like mask mandates or school closures. These are all like public health measures that were done and felt by everyone at the same time.
A lot of kids didn't really make it back. They lacked critical thinking since then. There's a lot of misinformation with AI and social media. Kids don't really know what's true, what's not.
Emile Saint-Pierre is a teacher at Lucien Paget in the science department, and he's the school lead for Next Gen Santé. He says he saw the impacts of COVID on students firsthand. That's why he was so excited to partner with the program.
This is what they need. They've been through it. They didn't really understand because they were younger, but now I think it's the perfect opportunity indeed.
But student participant Anya Itaisa says she and her peers shouldn't be defined by COVID's bad impacts.
It feels weird because, we lost critical thinking, but I think that we also gain some skills.
After this week, one of those skills includes understanding public health, including at a hyper-local level. In addition to doctors and professors, students got the chance to hear from community practitioners in Park X. It's made Anya think seriously about public health as a career and about what she can give to the community around her.
I was drawn to medical sciences, but now actually because of the week that we had, I think I'm more I'm leaning towards the public sciences. I think it's more of the community aspect that I can make a change for my own community in the future.
For Emil, it's a better outcome than he could have hoped for.
I'd say I'm thankful. Two of the Quebec school missions is to educate and to socialize, and this was a wonderful opportunity to make links between people that wouldn't meet otherwise. It was very instructing on a scientific point of view too, so I'm really grateful for all this week.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.